Fourthly, there's the bardo of the moment of death. This state is the state between life and the visionary world between death and rebirth. In this bardo, the physical body comes to its end. One by one, the senses stop functioning. Sense experience just recedes, just goes back, as it were. Bodily functions cease. Breathing stops. You breathe in, you breathe out, and then you don't breathe in again. We lose our grounding, we lose our ground, our basic ground, our physical body. It's taken away from us. If you like, you could say it's taken back, as it were. One of the things that Buddhist tradition says generally, that our body is on loan. We're kind of borrowing it for a while, but it will go back to the elements. It will go. So it kind of goes back. And this, of course, is a very frightening prospect. Perhaps you've seen it in others. I've seen it in others who are going towards death. And I saw, you know, somebody I was very close to. I saw how frightening it was for them over a period of, you know, years, as their body just more and more sort of fell away. You know, it was my father actually, but seeing how his function, he just stopped working, eventually lost his sight. And just seeing the fear each time something happened. I think he did manage to kind of relax into it as time went on, but could see it was so frightening as another thing happened on his journey. That refuge, that support, the body, was being taken away. It's very, very frightening. And perhaps we've felt this in ourselves when something's gone wrong. You know, we're ill, maybe seriously ill, or something's happened. Just sort of notice what it does to you. It's so disruptive. And the other day I got a bad leg, and I just noticed how fed up I was, you know, even feeling a bit depressed, you know, or is this something really serious, that sort of thing. But the tradition says that this falling of the way of the body in fact opens up a space. There's tremendous possibility here. The loss of the body, in fact, enables the clear, luminous light of reality to shine. Clear and bright and dazzling. Pure, non-dual, enlightened awareness shines in its nakedness. The loss of the body is only one side of the story. Actually, that loss, that death, enables reality to shine in a glorious effulgence. Most people are utterly overwhelmed by this clear light, and they just shy away. They swoon when the light shines forth, and they go on into the intermediate state and on towards rebirth. But if you've trained, if you've practiced meditation deeply, if you've entered the bardo of meditation, the space of meditation, that boundless mind I spoke about, you're not so caught up with the body and its concerns. So when the body goes, you can start opening up to the clear light. Maybe you've even had glimpses of the clear light in this life. You even recognise it, if you're really well trained, as an old friend. You recognise it as your deepest nature, and you transfer to it directly. You sort of dissolve into it directly. You gain enlightenment itself at the time of death. It's interesting, Sangharakshita once had one of his aphorisms is, death is a state of enforced meditation. You're going to have to meditate at the time of death. You know, the senses will recede. So get training now so that you can, so it's not so enforced, if you like. But what an incredible vision of life. What a vision of the mind these teachings give us. They're saying deep down, we are in touch with reality. We are in touch with clear, radiant awareness, boundless, radiant, loving awareness. We are in touch with something sublime, something extraordinary. That is a possibility for us to experience. So it's an incredibly positive and hopeful and optimistic vision of life. At the same time, the teachings of the Tibetan Book of the Dead have a really gritty realism to them. Okay, that might be there. That might well be a possibility. But you need to train yourself to see it and to be in touch with it. You need to work on yourself. You need to change things. You need to renounce things, especially you need to renounce your attachment and clinging in order to see and to welcome the reality, to welcome the radiance in. Otherwise, it's overwhelming. It's terrifying. We can't take it in. We shrink from it. The Bardo Todol tells us that we swoon. We lose consciousness when we encounter the radiant light.